department researchers worked with commercial crabbers to try the new approach in 4 of the 9 Southeast bays the department regularly surveys each year. The effort was prompted by several years of discussions between industry and fish and game officials over the department's catch survey analysis, which is used along with commercial harvest data to come up with an estimate of the overall poundage of crab in the region. That estimate determines whether there's a fishery in the fall, and crabbers have long maintained it's too low based on incidental red crab catches they've seen in other fisheries. As biometrician Chris Sidden explained at a recent presentation in Petersburg, crabbers and department staff wanted to figure out how to ground truth and improve the catch survey analysis, or CSA for short.
How do we improve stuff? How do we get data to actually ground truth? And how do we do it in an appropriate way that when we're done at the end of this, we are all reasonably comfortable that we've made some improvement?
During the fall and winter, fishermen set and hauled the pots, and the scientists marked each legal-sized crab caught and recorded other data before releasing them back in the water. Several weeks later, they fished for them again in the same 4 bays, keeping track of how many legal crab were captured and how many of those were marked. The scientists used the data to come up with population estimates using a couple new methods. One approach, called the depletion estimator, was based on the drop-off in catch rates, and researchers ultimately found it wasn't appropriate. But they found the other method, called mark recapture, worked better. It's based on the number of marked crab they recaptured on their return trips to the bays. Sidden recently summarized the results for members of the Southeast King and Tanner Task Force, an industry and department group that's been working on this effort.
On average, the mark recapture is 3.3 times higher than the CSA for the 4 bays that we've done so far.
More specifically, for St. James Bay, north of Juneau, the mark and recapture study found about 60% more crab than the estimate from the current stock assessment. For Pybus Bay off southern Admiralty Island, it was roughly 100% more. The mark recapture data resulted in a 5-fold increase in the estimate for Excursion Inlet near Gustavus, and nearly that much for Gambier Bay off southern Admiralty Island as well. The department and the fleet are slated to continue the study in 4 more bays. Sidden couldn't yet say whether the increased estimates would hold true for those areas. However, according to Sidden, the department does plan to use the partial results when it assesses whether there's enough red crab to have the commercial fishery this fall.
The biggest thing, I think, from our standpoint is that we're only halfway done. So whatever we do, we're only using half the information that we have. So we're trying to do our due diligence and use the information that we have as best that we can. So what we've come up with currently is to apply an adjustment to our biomass estimates based on the marker capture that we have only to the areas that we've done a marker capture. We had some in-depth conversation about how we could apply that across to the areas that we haven't done yet. And there's sufficient information that the 4 areas that we've done are kind of the areas that are most likely to have the largest adjustment based on them. So to adjust the other areas with that magnitude of adjustment didn't seem appropriate at the time.
So Sitton says in this year's assessment, the department plans to use the individual adjustment for each of the 4 areas that had a mark recapture study. For example, in St. James Bay, the department will come up with a biomass estimate using its regular method this summer, and then adjust it upwards by 60%. While it's still no guarantee of a fishery this fall, the adjustments could bring the state biomass estimate closer to the threshold needed to open the fishery. Crabbers are heartened by the results. Red crab permit holder John Barry is chair of the King and Tanner Crab Task Force.
Yeah, well, I'm encouraged the department's given full credit to the first 4 bays, and the obligation's on us now to finish the last 4 bays. They've stepped up, given us a chance, and they're giving full credit to the data that we get, and we need to finish it.
44 of Southeast 65 red crab permit holders are from Petersburg. Petersburg Vessel Owners Association Director Julianne Curry is excited about the research, and she gives a lot of credit to the department for its ongoing efforts. Right now, she says her members are in a kind of wait-and-see mode. The fishery has been closed for 7 of the last 11 years, and Curry says crabbers have been dealing with the issue for a long time.
So they're pretty frustrated, but most of them are understanding that we still have more information to gather. They're willing to work cooperatively. We're extremely encouraged by the work of the department. They've been extremely, extremely helpful and very proactive and willing to work with the fleet. So people are really excited to see what the results of the last 4 bays are, to see what's going to happen with the future of the fishery.
The legislature has budgeted $75,000 to help cover the costs for continuing the study this year. Southeast's red king crab fishery was last opened in 2005 when the 210,000-pound harvest was worth over $1.1 million at the dock. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.